This is Weekly Innerwork from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. Only one. Love in all the worlds, 5. Who we are is our will. And at our ultimate core, all will is one. In the world where that one is the only reality, there is no one to give love and no one to receive love. There is only one. There is no one to pray and no one to pray to. There is only one. If love is the perception of unity, then that world is the world of love. Yet it is not beyond our reach. It is our innermost core. How to come toward this? The key is in the phrase, no one. At this level, we have left our self-centered egoism behind. Already a huge step, even if temporary. Yet we still feel ourselves to be a something, a being, a separate being. How can we move from that separate being into the oneness? This can and does happen spontaneously and momentarily. We can also cultivate this state intentionally through meditation. We begin with collecting ourselves in the quiet. We let everything settle down in us, thoughts, emotions, tensions, and impulses. The quiet becomes more profound and alive. We enter the quiet, the simple awareness prior to all sensory impressions. We are conscious, not necessarily of something, just conscious. We are not in a stupor. We are fully awake. We are the one who is conscious. We are present. We are whole. We turn ourselves toward the sacred, beyond consciousness, beyond us. Simple prayer can help in this, but is not required. It is the act of will that matters, the letting go, the orienting, the opening, and the persisting. The purifying light of the sacred may flow down into us. We let it work on us. We let it cleanse our heart, our intention, our very self. There is a limitless will. We, our will, comes from that. Our intention now is to reconnect our will to the great will, our self, to the One. We hold to that intention, to that longing. We hold to finding the inner movement, the inner opening, the inner direction that will remake that union. That search, that intention itself, does the work. In this immovable place, there is only one, only the One. We are unified with the All. The waves of love stream outward. We are no one, for there is only one. That emptiness brings fullness. Though that opening may be weak, may only be a pale reflection of the full reality of oneness, it begins to heal our apparent divorce. In truth, the union was never broken, just buried and forgotten. Now we reawaken to it. We juxtapose that oneness against our usual separateness, and that separateness weakens. Each time we enter that place, or even attempt to approach it, the cleansing deepens. Amid all our responsibilities, behind all our actions and experiences, the One lives. Throughout the years and the decades, the One lives. In our youth and in our old age, the One lives. Whether vivid or hidden, our most fundamental nature, the unity that embraces us all, remains. For this week, please seek out your unity with the One. Recorded November 20, 2022. Thank you.